About 3 weeks ago, Hurricane Matthew slammed the southern coast of Haiti, and in its wake, a humanitarian disaster. We hear that aid groups have still only reached a portion of the estimated 1.4 million people in need. So some communities and their local leaders are taking matters into their own hands. Amy Bracken reports from Trou-Bois, Haiti.
We are driving through southwestern Haiti, rushing to reach our destination hours away. And we're passing people on the road who wave their hands or yell things like we're hungry. So at random, I ask the driver to stop anywhere, and we approach a house. A group of locals are gathered on the porch, and the crowd grows when we arrive. They say we're in an area called Trou-Bois. They tell me they're short on water and food and rattle off a list of other needs. But in the conversation, one name keeps coming up, Madame Erta. A young woman in the crowd says so many people lost their homes that every night 250 cram into the house of Madame Erta. She's the one who takes care of us, the woman explains. Another voice in the crowd says Madame Erta got clothes for them after theirs were lost in the rubble. And then I hear a man say, here's the madame who's responsible for us. And a smiling, middle-aged woman arrives, sporting bright, clean clothes and a touch of perfume.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, madame. C'est Erta Papillon.
Erta Papillon.
Oui, moi responsable. Moi responsable.
Her name is Erta Papillon. And she says, yes, I'm in charge. There hasn't been a single Haitian public official coming here to see what's going on. So all that's being done in the community, it's me that's doing it. Along with them. Papillon takes my hand and leads me up the road. 250 people are sleeping in my house every night, she says. I'll show you. We enter, and she first takes me into a room where a woman is lying on a mattress with bandages on her hip and ankles. She was hit by a piece of metal roof with nails in it and injured badly, Papillon says. The woman tells me the pain is so bad she can't sleep at night. Papillon is making use of her past experience as a nurse. We dressed her wounds here and we got some ibuprofen, she says, but we'll have to go to the hospital soon. This is where everyone sleeps, Papillon says. We cleared out the chairs so everyone could fit. Mattresses lean against the wall. In the center of the house, a woman prepares dinner, hammering away with a mortar and pestle. After the hurricane, I ran out and found people in their homes who were dying or badly injured, Papillon says. I'll show you a picture of a parent who died with his little child. She pulls from her wallet a photo of a father and young son posing together in better times. They died of exposure in the storm, Papillon says. The child was 6 years old. She also tells me about a woman who died here.
I put some hot water under her feet and put some blanket for her, and at 3 o'clock she died. It was, for me, it's a very, very difficult time in my life. Very hard.
Now we're heading down the hill to see Erta's orphanage. And I'm beginning to realize that it's true. She seems to be running everything here. And below the orphanage is the school she founded. Papillon grew up here and then spent time in Port-au-Prince in the U.S. But, she says, I chose to return to live here. For her projects, a church in Illinois and an organization called Haiti Children's Outreach raise funds. And now they're stepping up the appeals. Half of the orphanage lost its roof in the storm, same for the school, and local income is gone. Like her neighbors, Papillon lost almost all of her crops, and a pipe, once bringing clean water, has broken. Right now, she's trying to get drinking water to the remote houses. Papillon has two children of her own, now living in Florida, but she's seen as a mother to the community. Mama is what some locals call her, a nickname she has not warmed to. I don't want them to say that, she says. I'm just providing a service because it's really sad. The situation is really complicated. For the world, Amy Bracken, Tubois, Haiti.